Rose.
You've earned our freedom with your sweat and your blood and your incredible sacrifice. We salute you. We salute your service.
USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
President Trump thinks Obama's former National Security Advisor Susan Rice may have broken the law.
President Trump tells the New York Times he thinks Susan Rice broke the law in her handling of the names of transition staffers who were caught up in foreign surveillance but not initially identified in intelligence reports. The president calling Rice's actions one of the big stories of our time. The president did not reveal what laws he thinks Rice broke. Rice denied leaking any names during an interview this week.
A Nevada man has been taken into custody, reportedly planning a terrorist attack and having weapons of mass destruction in his home. Here's a Las Vegas police spokesman.
Out of an abundance of caution today, our detectives were in the area doing surveillance. They made a determination to evacuate several residents around his.
The severe storms that rattled the south yesterday moving into the northeast today. Coastlines from Carolina to Maine will be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Legislators in the state of New York thought they were moving forward with technology, and then a little-known law crept up and seemed to have stopped everything in its tracks. Here's the story.
If you're envisioning a brave new world, think again. New York lawmakers have passed a bill allowing tests and demos involving self-driving cars beginning next year. But don't expect to see them ruling New York roadways anytime soon. State law going back decades requires drivers to keep one hand on the wheel at all times. And that part of the law, well, it hasn't been updated. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Have you ever had such a craving for chocolate that you said you'd go crazy? A California man actually did. It's on video and police are looking for him. Here's a story from Jason Campadonia.
Security footage shows the man trying to buy a 75-cent bag of M&Ms from a 7-Eleven in Santa Ana in February. When his credit card is denied, the guy hits the clerk in the head, tosses one register behind the counter, destroys a printer, and then chucks a bundle of bananas at another cashier. Investigators say he caused around $700 worth of damage to the store. They have no clue who he is at this point, and anyone with any information is urged to call police. Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
A sweet tribute to Golf Hall of Famer Arnold Palmer at the Masters today. Palmer died in September. Today, his green jacket was placed on a lawn chair while fellow golf greats Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player hit ceremonial tee shots. USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. This afternoon, we'll be expecting some showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, high near 56, east winds around 60 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Tonight we'll be expecting showers and thunderstorms likely before 11 p.m. with scattered showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Southwest winds 8 to 13 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And then tomorrow, we'll be expecting another chance of showers after 9 a.m. Cloudy with a high near 53. Southwest winds 13 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. We're going to get started with the Intern's News Corner after these messages. With this is Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Intern's News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nosinski. And once again, I've said good morning. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm going to say good morning still. It's still morning to me. I'm still sleepy. It's still morning. Confirmed. So with today's news, nothing really big in terms of news itself, but there are a couple events I'd like to touch base. I think there was like one thing I wanted to talk about in news that I think is kind of important, at least in my opinion. But well, without any further ado, let's get started. Box City 2017 on Saturday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Locals will continue the tradition of Box City at Hunterdon Central High School practice field in Flemington. Spend the night sleeping outside in a cardboard box to raise funds to support Family Promise to Hunterdon County's homeless families, and to increase awareness about homelessness in our own community. Everyone is welcome to participate by sleeping out, coming for the evening festivities until 11 p.m., or supporting those that do. Participants of all ages are welcome, including youth groups, sports teams, service groups, and families. Bring your own box. Participants will raise a minimum of $30 each, and any participant who raises more than $50 will receive a special Box City prize. Prizes will be awarded to the individuals and teams that raise the most. All proceeds will help prevent homelessness and provide critically important services and housing for homeless families in Hunterdon. Weather permitting, the event will include an outdoor movie and entertainment. Attendees can bring games, balls, musical instruments, and any other fun activity to help pass the time. Dinner will be provided as well as a light breakfast and plenty of beverages. There are indoor restrooms on site, and the area is very safe. Not brave enough to sleep in a box all night long, participants can also leave the shoes at 11 p.m. I wouldn't say I'm not brave enough to do it, just that I don't think any boxes, I'd fit in any boxes. One, because I'm 6'4", and two, I'm a pretty big guy, so it's not that I'm scared, I just don't think these boxes can hit me. And I feel bad, guess, technically, I do feel bad because there are people who are probably my height who don't have anywhere to live and do have to live in a box, per se, and I'd love to support them, but yeah, that's just, it sounds like a good cause. It really does. Just like this one, pause to read at Tabby's Place. Young children might resist reading in a classroom, but put them in a room of cats and everything changes. Suddenly the kids are reading and enjoying every minute of it. As for the cats, they lap up the attention. The sweet scene unfolds twice a month at Tabby's Place, a cat sanctuary in Ringo's, New Jersey. In the Sanctuary Pause to Read program, kids ages 6 to 10 years read to needy cats. This benefits the children and cats. Kids who find it hard to read in front of people are happy to read to the cats. Meanwhile, the cats never judge their little friends and are happy to have the company. It's a win-win. It's a heartwarming scene to see kids snuggled up to cats, reading out loud to them. One mother burst into tears seeing her son reading to a cat since he has completely refused to read otherwise. With his new cat friends, he is not only reading but truly enjoying it. Pause to Read is held the first and third Saturday of each month. If your child, age 6 to 10 years, would like to be a part of this program, please contact Karina Jewett at kj@tabbysplace.org or go call 908-237-5300. If you don't have a young reader, please support Pause to Read by donating to Tabby's Place at www.tabbysplace.org or by mailing your check to 1100 U.S. Highway 202. Tabby's Place is the only able to offer this program for kids and cats thanks to compassionate friends like you. I think this is pretty sweet. I think that's very nice. Maybe I should read to my cats. I'm sure they'd enjoy it. At least one of them will. He's a real snuggle bug, but yeah. Be fun. Sounds fun. Glad that kids are able to overcome their fear of reading to public, or in this case, it'll help them for public speaking in the near future, so that's a good thing. All right, the Spring for Wildlife 20th Annual Gala and Auction. Woodlands Wildlife Refuge will hold its 20th Annual Spring for Wildlife Gala on Friday, April 7th from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. The organization's largest fundraising event will be held at Huntington Hills Playhouse in Union Township. Proceeds benefit Woodlands Wildlife Refuge, a charitable organization dedicated to the rehabilitation and release of New Jersey's orphaned and injured wildlife and educating the public about wild animal habits since 1986. Get jazzed for spring with live entertainment by Dave Antonow Band with Carrie Blue, contemporary jazz and pop. Get psyched and experience the mysterious mind of mentalist Ted St. James. The Mysterious Mind of Ted St. James is a fun and amazing interactive mentalism presentation. Ted has been spellbinding audiences for over 20 years with demonstrations of ESP, psychology, and memory. His performances always amaze, amuse, and delight even the most skeptical observers. He's performed for colleges, comedy clubs, and Fortune 500 companies all across the country. In addition, VIP guests will automatically be entered into an exclusive drawing for a VIP ticket to Spring for Wildlife 2018, a Woodlands t-shirt, and $15 of Tricky Tray tickets. The evening's festivities will include a four-course dinner, raffles, and always a fabulous selection of silent auction and tricky tray auction items. Reservations are $85 per person for general admission and $125 per person VIP admission. Reservations can also be made for tables of 6 and 8. Early reservations made by can't do it anymore. We'll receive additional $10 of tricky tray tickets for general admission and an additional raffle. Okay, well, all reservations are apparently due by April 3rd, so if you're not there already, it's a shame. Online registration as well as advertising and sponsorship opportunities are available at www.woodlandswildlife.org or call the Spring for Wildlife Gala Event Hotline at 908-730-8300. Huntington Parks Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Echo Hill Park, all ages. Get out, get active, interact with your surroundings. Join the Huntington County Division of Parks and Recreation at Echo Hill Park as we celebrate the one, the only planet Earth. This year, we are celebrating the Earth on Earth Day itself. This year's motive will focus around games and attractions of a carnival midway made from repurposed items. Along with our carnival event, old classic activities will be back. 4-H clubs will be returning. Of course, we will be hosting a pond paddle on the Echo Hill Pond with our affiliate, the Huntington County Canoe Club. Free tickets are required for a time slot and are available that day on a first-come, first-served basis. The day's activities conclude at 3 p.m. with a presentation by Rizzo's Reptiles. For more information about the event, please call at 908-782-1158. We're going to take a short break here. This was the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the Insurance News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. So let's continue off with canoeing Hunterdon's waterway with Hunterdon Parks. Join the parks on the river where we have been canoeing for 40 years. It is fun, educational, and great exercise. Spend a day with nature. Just bring water, lunch, and a smile. We will do the rest. We supply the canoes, kayaks, gear, training, and transportation. Our experienced leaders will teach the ways of currents and eddies and how to paddle mankind's oldest craft with a few new tricks. Tell us what you want to learn. We are eager to teach. Unless stated otherwise, all trips are suitable for ages 8 through adults. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Clinton Pond Paddle, Saturday, April 8th. Clinton Town Parking Lot off of Halstead Street and Water Street, ages 6 through adults, $25. Session A is 9 to 11 a.m. and Session B is 12 to 2 p.m. Paddle around the scenic Clinton Pond, past the lily pads, under the road bridge, past historic Red Mill, up to the spillway of the Spruce Run Reservoir and back. Great for children ages 6 and up with an adult, senior citizens, beginners, folks with special needs, or those with a hankering to take a leisurely paddle and commune with nature. Flatwater Paddle, Sunset Paddle on Round Valley Reservoir. Session A is Friday, June 16th, and Session B is Friday, July 14th. There's another one Friday, July 17th, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Reservoir Boat Launch, ages 8 through adult, $25. Treat yourself to a leisurely evening sunset paddle. The group will meet at Round Valley Reservoir Boat Launch. White van with green canoes. Bring a flashlight and a jacket. It could get much cooler by the water after sunset. Pre-register by the Wednesday before the trip. Please note, due to water levels or other circumstances beyond our control, leaders may choose an alternate river. If we cancel the trip for any reason, we will call you as soon as we make the cancellation. But our trips run rain or shine. Dress in layers so you can adjust to changing temperatures. Durable old clothes are best, especially wool and polypropylene fleece in cold, cool weather. Sneakers are recommended. No sandals, boots, or heavy shoes. Bring lunch packed in a waterproof container. Lots of water, sunscreen, a rain jacket, a hat, eyeglass strap, etc. Complete change of clothes can be packed in a waterproof bag to be carried in your canoe or to be in the van for the trip's end. No alcoholic beverages. No pets are allowed except for guide animals. We have several kayaks available, but can also accommodate your own kayak on many trips at your own risk. River trips, 8:15 a.m. to about 3:30 p.m. Arboretum, ages 8 through adults, $35. Your leaders will fit you with a life jacket and paddle and then drive to the river where they will discuss maneuvering techniques and canoe safety. Our leaders will guide you down the river. We paddle for about 2 hours, stop for lunch, and paddle for about 2 more hours. We are flexible with our time, which depends in part on natural forces such as wind speed and the river's water level. Our aim is to return to the Arboretum by 3:30 p.m., give or take an hour. Those days are Saturday, April 22nd, Saturday, May 6th, Saturday, May 20th, Saturday, June 3rd, Saturday, June 24th, Saturday, July 8th, July 22nd, August 5th, August 19th, September 2nd, September 16th, October 7th, and October 21st. Registration is required. Download a form from www.co.hunterdon.nj.us. Roxy Ballet presents Sensory Friendly Cinderella, May 6th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the College of New Jersey's Kennel Theater, 2000 Pennington Road, Ewing Township. Roxy Ballet is proud to offer a relaxed, sensory-friendly performance of the fairy tale classic Cinderella for children and adults with autism spectrum disorder and other sensitivity issues or special needs. This performance is also great for families with young children. Performances are held at the College of New Jersey's Kendall Main Stage Theater, 2000 Pennington Road, Ewing, New Jersey. For more information, visit www.roxyballet.org, Roxy, R-O-X-E-Y, ballet.org/sensory-friendly. Spa Pop, May 11th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Beaverbrook Country Club, 25 Country Club Drive in Annandale. Spa Pop is a spa-themed evening offering an abundance of wellness and beauty experiences to explore. Bring a friend and pop in for a restorative and free spa night. Experience carefully selected vendors offering wellness, beauty, and spa-themed experiences. Event attendance is free, but space is limited, so you must reserve your ticket in advance by going to the Spa Pop event registration page at www.eventpop.biz. B-I-Z. This registration page is for those wishing to experience and reserve a prepaid Reiki or biomat relaxation and wellness treatment at the show with Sue Ann of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. Walk-in treatments with Sue Ann are available at the show on a first-come, first-served basis. Mini relaxation treatments of Reiki or Biomat. Each mini treatment is 15 minutes long. You may sign up for one or both. Prepaid reservation for your treatment is $15 per treatment and is $25 per treatment at the door. Only cash or check. No credit cards, please. Visit registration page to choose your treatment and reserve and prepay for your time slot. I didn't think I'd ever have to go back to this whole Reiki thing. This Sue Ann lady, I remember complaining a while back how much Reiki stuff there was. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right still. It's been, a couple months since I talked about it. I thought I wouldn't have to talk about it anymore. I thought I would never have to say Reiki ever again. I don't know. Just a personal bug thing that I have. Nothing against her. I'm sure the services provider are great. It's just sounds all so complicated. All right, the 19th annual Buffalo Watch Farm and Open House. Another exciting year for the White House's Rescue Squad's partnership with nearby Reedington Buffalo Farm. For the 19th year, they hand over the farm for our family-style Western event to raise funds for providing rapid, quality medical emergency response to our neighbors and businesses. Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., stop by on your way anywhere. Buffalo still roam the range at the Reedington River Buffalo Farm, and a historic, maintained working farm preserve. You have the rare opportunity to get a close-up and personal view of bison and their newborn calves. The 19th annual Buffalo Watch fundraiser open house benefits the local White House Rescue Squad of Reedington Township. Just a few of the all-day attractions, rain or shine, all included with your on-site $5 parking donation. Farm tours, two live bands, displays and reenactments, Jackson Hole Gang, blacksmith demonstration, live Wild West cowboy shows. Also for children and adults, pony rides, antiquers and crafters, face painters, hay wagon tour rides. Throughout the farm, experience Native American, Indian, and Civil War encampments, fresh local food, plant and flower sales, blacksmith demonstration, wolf preserve, and the pink fire truck. It's all, that pink fire truck's all in caps. That means something, I guess. Something important. Available are reasonably priced refreshments, water, Italian ices, soda, barbecue, pizza, burgers, hot dogs, popcorn, pastries. The farm owners are again grilling buffalo burgers. This year we introduce a unique feature for those 21 and over, the Red River Saloon. With the help of local design talent, an entire barn brings you back to a vintage Wild West saloon. Step up to our 15-foot custom-designed bar and to enjoy beer from a local brewery and wine from a nearby vineyard, or sit around the many tables. We expect over 5,000 attendees at this one-day family event. Last year, over 4,000 attendees experienced a working farm with exciting activities. All proceeds go to the local White House First Aid and Rescue Squad, proudly serving all of Reddington Township. For more information on that, go to www.whitehouserescue.com. Welcome antiquers, enthusiasts, collectors, weekenders, modelers, memorabilia, and artifact hunters. Don't miss out on this family fun event to showcase or sell your products. Registration information from our website to reserve outdoor and in-barn spaces. Guests are advised to wear sturdy shoes and to bring binoculars. The Buffalo Watch will be held rain or shine. Since this is a working farm with many animals, please do not bring your pets. Service animals only are permitted. The Brown Bag Ballet, May 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Roxy Ballet Canal Studio Theater, 243 North Union Street in Lambertville. Groups, individuals, and local businesses are invited to spend the afternoon with Roxy Ballet at our Brown Bag and Ballet events. Take a behind-the-scenes look at the creative process that goes into creating Roxy Ballet's repertory works, engage in conversations with the dancers, and get a preview of our upcoming productions. Bring your friends, bring your lunch, and enjoy a wonderful afternoon of dance. All right, we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back at the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nosinski.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are a lot of Democrats here in the Senate who are in denial of the outcome of the election, and they don't like this president. They don't want to have to support this president's nominee for the court.
Republican Senator John Thune condemning his Democratic colleagues in the Senate for their obstruction over Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Thune was appearing on Fox News when he said they just can't handle the election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared to agree when he said Democrats in the Senate just won't vote for any Republican's nominee.
If a widely praised nominee like this can't get past the Democratic filibuster, then no nominee of a Republican president could.
Republicans now preparing to use the so-called nuclear option requiring a 51-vote majority. President Trump hosting the Soldiers' Ride at the White House today.
And I am proud to continue this incredible tradition, and we're going to keep it going for a long time. I should have it for about 7 more years.
USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
The UN Special Envoy to Syria said at a press conference it appears the Syrian government and the Russians are specifically targeting hospitals.
The medical facilities are particularly protected under humanitarian law because they are there for civilians and for wounded. All non-combatants and therefore particularly protected. In Syria, it seems they are particularly targeted.
A hiker in Colorado lucky to be alive after being pinned under a 1,500-pound boulder. One rescuer said soft ground may have been a part of the cause.
Weather may have played a factor in this because we've had some different weather lately in the past few days. Could have made the soil a little softer. We really don't know exactly what the cause was, but it definitely was a freak accident and just very unfortunate.
Severe storms that pounded the south, moving into the mid-Atlantic and the northeast today. Coastlines from South Carolina to Maine expected to be hit. USA Radio News.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Amtrak is having a showdown with the state of New Jersey. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The commuter chaos and criticism has gotten to Chris Christie. The New York Times says the Gov sent a fiery letter late Wednesday night to Amtrak's board chair, notifying him he directed NJ Transit to stop writing checks to the railroad. Amtrak owns the train tracks and is responsible for maintaining them. Christie sent a second letter to the AG ordering him to consider legal action to recover $62 million NJ Transit paid to Amtrak. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Major memorials taking place today to remember World War I. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes with more.
Special ceremonies being held at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City today to mark it. Also at the White House, the Great War, as it was known, claimed the lives of 10 million soldiers, including more than 100,000 American soldiers. 7 million civilians also lost their lives. I'm Chris Barnes.
Parents whose kids racked up charges on Amazon without their consent may finally be getting their money back. Amazon and the Federal Trade Commission have agreed to drop their appeals to a court ruling last year, finding Amazon did not adequately warn customers about children's in-app purchases before billing them. That means Amazon can now start refunding $70 million in unauthorized charges that happened between November 2011 and May 2016. For more news, join us online at usaradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. That last thing was kind of funny. It's nothing, just something. Reminded me of something funny. 100 Central students... We're on to the news half now, by the way. The 100 Central students' murals on display in Flemington. 100 Central Regional High School's honors gifted and talented classes have completed large-scale murals that will be on display at Flemington, 90 Main Street, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. Well, that's today. Never mind. The group mural project is a challenging assignment that requires all students to come together and work together, according to a news release. Students begin by brainstorming ideas before settling on themes and designs. Students get the opportunity to practice skills and work closely together, cooperating, communicating in a respectful and effective manner. Fine arts teacher Vincent D'Amico has been assigning this project since 1995, resulting in 25 murals that have been permanently displayed on the walls of the high school. The Amico students take this project seriously and appreciate the opportunity to leave behind a meaningful legacy, it was stated in the release. Flemington's do-it-yourself's mission is to inspire social change by fostering and cultivating projects that connect the local community with musicians and artists in the borough. Since May 2014, the organization has been providing a creative space for the community to engage with the burgeoning local arts scene. Lone Eagle wins IPA at Atlantic City Beer Festival. Lone Eagle Brewing's Maiden Flight West Coast IPA won Best IPA. What is an IPA? Okay. At the Atlantic City Beer and Music Festival held on Friday and Saturday. The second largest beer festival in the nation and the largest on the East Coast, nearly 200 breweries were on hand with over 1,000 beers available. We are extremely excited by having the Best IPA this year's Atlantic City Beer and Music Festival, said co-owner Bob King. Our brewery has only been open for 8 months, so we were quite surprised by the win. The Maiden Flight West Coast Style IPA has been our flagship beer from the very beginning. Our head brewer, Alex Franco, has tweeted and improved to where it is now, a well-balanced IPA. Lone Eagle, located at 44 Stangle Road, opened in July of 2016 and is one of several breweries and distilleries in Huntington County, including Conclave Brewing and Skunk Town, both in Raritan Township. 5K pitch to investors will go to winners of Hack Hunterdon. The winning team at the upcoming Hack 100 Inn will receive $5,000 and an opportunity to pitch a startup concept in front of a panel of angel investors, according to a news release. Each member of the winning team will also receive a Nintendo Switch. Hunterdon County's first 24-hour tech product creation competition takes place April 28th to 29th at the Feed Mill Station. Additional prizes include an Oculus Rift VR headset, membership to Hunterdon County's Chamber of Commerce, a drone, coursework opportunity at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and more, according to the release. Sam Napolitano, I think that's how you pronounce it, Senior Vice President of Engineering at Viacom, and a graduate of Raritan Valley Community College, will be Hack Hunterdon's keynote speaker and will serve as a mentor for the participants. Hack Hunterdon is a fantastic way to showcase the wealth of tech talent in the Hunterdon County area, Napolitano said. As a longtime resident, I am very excited to both mentor and speak at the event, but I am even more inspired by the opportunity for economic growth that this offers the community. Hack Hunterdon invites software developers, UI, UX designers, and product types to build a new project, connect with fellow hackers, learn, experiment, and be inspired, according to the news release. Application is still being accepted and can be submitted online. For those who have not coded in a while or are new to hackathons, there will be mentors on site as well as people to connect individuals with a team. What do you even do at a hackathon? This is the first I'm hearing of it. Hackathon. Is that Hack Hunterdon? What? So wait, who's this geared towards? Because if they're giving out Nintendo Switches, isn't that for like teens or something? Or people in college at least? I don't know. That's kind of interesting. What do you even do? Do you just go and show off your cool inventions or something? Or I'll look it up on you. That seems pretty interesting. New Jersey teacher honored for helping students transition to work. Delaware Valley High School's Nanette Needle has been named Transition Educator of the Year by the New Jersey Association of People Supporting Employment First, the PSEF. The transition involved is the transition from being a student to being an employee. The award was one of four presented at the association's recent conference at the Hyatt Regency in New Brunswick. Employment First is a federally supported movement dedicated to the premise that everyone, including people with significant disabilities, can be gainfully employed. I am honored and blessed to have one of the best jobs, said Needle. I began my career at Del Val 10 years ago as a job coach for the Employment Transitions Program. Today, I coordinate the program, teach the curriculum, and drive the bus. It's a lot. I teach students to celebrate their strengths, recognize their needs for support, and practice skills necessary to speak up for themselves, ask for what they need, remove barriers, and find fulfillment. I teach students the skills that make for a great employee and coworker. Currently, 10 Del Val students ranging in age up to 21 are gaining workplace experience at the Hunterdon Medical Center, Independence Manor and Lowe's, all in Raritan Township, the Global Healthcare Management in Milford, the shop right near Clinton, and Opdyke Lumber in Alexandria Township. There are sorting linens, bagging groceries, cleaning, making deliveries, and helping in the dining room. Most of these internships are unpaid, but the goal is to learn job skills in authentic settings, said Needle. At the heart of her mission is the idea that everyone needs to feel that they belong, that they matter, that they can have pride in their accomplishments and can set themselves on a path to achieve their goals and dreams. She praised the efforts of her wonderful job coaches, special education paraprofessionals who are my eyes and ears on the job site and my links to the community, she said. Without them, my job would be impossible. The nomination for the award was submitted by her department head, Frank Gwinther, and special education teacher, Kristen Lockett. They praise Needle as an outstanding leader and an excellent problem solver, as she coordinates the job coaches, bus schedules, parent involvement, and more. They cited her success in securing many new types of employment. Needle's employment transition coordinator role is complemented by her work as coordinator of person-centered planning. This approach expands each student's individual education plan into something much broader, using more input from more sources. This plan extends beyond education into all areas of the student life, helps the student take a more active role in charting a path toward his or her goals. In future recognition of her good work, Needle was named a Del Val Employee of the Month by Principal Adrian Olcott at Monday's faculty meeting. Employee of the month. She should be employee of the year for that. It's impressive helping kids get an internship and succeed through life. I mean, I wouldn't have got here without, I guess, my, I don't know what the word is, employment transition coordinator, I guess. Is that what she's called? I'll ask her when I have a chance. But Harden Rotary Club just donate $8,000 to help combat hunger. Rotary clubs of Clinton Sunrise, Horizon E, and North Hunterdon have donated proceeds from the 2016 Central Jersey Jazz Festival to organizations that feed the hungry in Hunterdon County. A total of $8,000 was distributed to Hunters Helping the Hungry, Meals on Wheels, Open Cupboard Food Pantry in Clinton, and the YMCA Food Distribution Program, serving primarily the Latino population in Clinton and Flemington, according to a news release. President Clinton Sunrise Rotary Megan Jones Holt and North Hunterdon Rotary President James Murray. Wow. Okay. Sounded like James Murray from Practical Jokers. That was funny. Present the donations. Michelle Heidi, president of the Horizon E Rotary, was not available. Rotary used the event as a way to raise awareness of the continuing problem of hunger in the county. Over 1,000 pounds of food was collected during the event, according to the news release. Readington teachers, police play in benefit basketball game. For the third consecutive year, the township teachers were triumphant over the township police department in PBA 317, the annual Mark Cleary Memorial Scholarship Fund basketball game, with a final score of 52-50. Wow, it was a close game. The highlight of the game was Jamie Erickson, a first-grade teacher at White House School who individually scored 21 points, including 6 three-point shots. The game was played on Friday. The Readington Middle School pep band and staff cheerleaders rallied the crowd and led their team to victory. Mark Clear was a fifth-grade teacher at Hollenbrook School and a district basketball coach before his untimely passing in 2014. Funds from the annual basketball game will benefit the Mark Cleary Memorial Scholarship Fund, which provides tuition for students to explore topics of interest at workshops and camps during the summer or the following school year. Gift cards for Darrow Sporting Goods and basketballs were supplied by the Readington PBA for a few halftime free throw shooters. And we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back with the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nisinski.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Music. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nosinski. We got one last story to talk about for the day and should take us to the end. So with that, it's a really long one, so yeah, it should be interesting. Ready for landing at these NJ runway restaurants. Spend enough time at New Jersey's local airports and you'll begin to notice the birds. Hawks and vultures seem attuned to their mechanical counterparts, Cessnas and Pipers, gliders and biplanes. They swoop and dive along the airport perimeters, displaying their natural grace. However, there's another charming aspect to these general aviation facilities dotted across the state, runway restaurants. Attracting pilots, locals, and the aviation obsessed, they're a place to get away, if only in spirit. Many are steeped in World War II and flight lore. Each serves classic comforts, often at vintage prices. Best of all, they offer a peek at aviation life over a tasty meal. Have a pilot friend, hitch a ride, and join the $100 hamburger flyers slang for the fuel cost added to an otherwise inexpensive meal. Or follow the lead of plane spotters. They're the ones spuriously tapping numbers into letters and letters into phones. With just the ID on a plane's side, its make, model, and journey can be revealed. Following is a flyby look at runway restaurants across the state and what other activities are in the area should you choose to visit. So in South Jersey, the Flight Deck Diner in the Cape May Airport. Snag a seat at this lively spot and then listen in. One of the regulars goes by Pop Pop. The waitress is his granddaughter. It's that kind of place. Sean and Christine McMullen took over in 2010, keeping the original team intact. As they chat up customers, model airplanes hang overhead and huge portions are served. Jersey Fresh menu features options such as the H-Bomb Panini, roasted beef with sautéed onions, provolone, and horseradish mayonnaise. Drinks come from the refueling station. Sean McMullen works as a barkeep, waiter, and cook in Northern Ireland. Worked as a barkeep, waiter, and cook in Northern Ireland before moving to the United States. One does that there, he says. You wear many hats. True to form, McMullen is also GM of the historic Angelisa Pub. Here you'll find banter, descending Lear jets and murals evoking the building's former life as the airport terminal. Police, military, and aviation patches fill the walls, a point of pride. At the OC Airport Diner in Ocean City, at the Ocean City Municipal Airport, husband and wife team Bill and Donna Juess, former oncology nurses, are third in a line that has owned the diner for 20-odd years. Now they're just caring for people in a different way. In the 1950s, this was a pilot's lounge with showers in the back to prove it. Locals, golfers, and pilots glide in to feast on chipped beef and chili, claim a mustard yellow booth on the far side for runway sightlines. Verna's flight line in Millville Municipal Airport. Situated in a World War II guardhouse, Verna's is packed with aviation memorabilia, much of it donated by customers. Generations come to pay homage, filling the space with chatter. The museum's quality is fitting. Millville was America's first defense airport in 1941, and more than 1,500 P-40 Warhawk and P-47 Thunderbolt pilots trained here. When Verna Herman took over the restaurant after working 10 years for the prior owner, she left much of that history intact. With close to 28 years under her belt, she greets most customers by name. Some have been here since my first day, she says. Hun is another common refrain. Need a pancake the size of your plate? Specials such as sausage gravy also draws raves, but really it's about Herman's warm welcome. She even donates a canteen lunch for hundreds of veterans during the Appreciation Day at the museum next door. I've never done an event for any group so appreciative, she says. They make you smile the whole time. The Runway Cafe, South Jersey Regional Airport. Flipping through the guest book, a few things become apparent. Home fries are things to order. People love the strong coffee, and folks have been coming here for ages. No wonder. This rustic homespun dinette is a cheerful place to land. Take this note from Captain Janice K. Blackburn, a pioneering female pilot. I was a student pilot here in the 60s and enjoyed the cafe. Today I'm a retired airline pilot being inducted into the NJ Aviation Hall of Fame in September 2015, and I still enjoy your cafe. Blackburn was the first woman in the United States to crew an A-300. Since Vinci Lunt took things over at the runway nearly 18 years ago, she's worked to attract locals, and there's a strong after-church crowd. I absolutely love it here, Lunt says. During rare slow moments, she gazes out and wonders who is making their way down the tarmac. Often enough, she gets to find out. Aviator's Choice Coffee Bistro and Tailspinner at South Jersey Regional Airport. Undercaffeinated, head one driveway past the main airport entrance to this Aviator Check Coffee Bar, brainchild of pilot Michael Saria. One part flight school, one part coffee shop. It's a unique place to sip a hot drink while observing the culture of flight. Flight-themed art fills the walls, and beans to go are micro-roasted to order, a testament to pilots' affinities for an expert cup. Ciara's ultimate goal is to bridge the gap and inspire the next generation of flyers. The Paddy Wagon Cafe, Flying West Airport Resort. Prepare to time travel. The Flying W opened in the 1960s and hasn't lost its mid-century verve. Exhibit A, a gloriously kish plane-shaped pool with tiki bars, bar and live bands. Exhibit B, echoes of a Western theme. While the horses are gone, vintage planes often entice. These are best spied from Paddy Dole's Fun Cafe, where flyers and aviation geeks converge. You can tell a thing or two about the place by the signs outside. Did you lock your airplane? Did you close your flight plan? As omelets hit tables, people leap from their seats. She's a beauty, exclaims one gentleman, eyeing a 67 Piper PA-30. A kid leaves his plane-shaped pancakes to do the same. The crowd is equally intriguing. Retirees from Eastern Airlines, the original incarnation of which shuttered in 1991, swing by for breakfast twice weekly. Philly's CBS Chopper 3 cameraman All Nugent, no relation to Ted, calls Paddy's his second home. Each year, he says, a group of Irish pilot friends from Ryanair glide in to Air Venture in Wisconsin, the world's largest gathering of aviation enthusiasts. Digging into French toast or floating in that plane-shaped pool, you'll never know who will land next. North Jersey Airport's Sky Cafe at the Sky Manor Airport, hidden amid Hunterdon County's curving farmland, is the home of the biplane, a.k.a. the perfect spinach and provolone omelet. Maybe it's the local eggs or the savvy in Rosella Calorio's kitchen. Either way, it's a wonder, evoking the soft clouds on display through wide windows in this quaint but buzzy space. If you can, sit overlooking a restored 1924 beacon light. It commemorates the first illuminated airmail routes when lamps from New York to San Francisco helped the mail on its way. Views are spectacular and diners flock from the skies and area farms. You're as likely to see jeans and suspenders as clean cuts and aviator glasses. After eating, claim a bench and watch the helicopters and aircraft circle this 1940s airfield. Then walk a winding path to Benedict's Vineyards and toast to the wonder of flight. Sunset Pub and Grill at the Lincoln Park Airport. In the early 1930s, this was a carrot and celery farm. When folks caught aviation fever in the wake of Lindbergh's solo Atlantic flight in 1927, plans for the Lincoln Park Airport took shape. Today, you're most likely to find the celery alongside buffalo wings. If you want to party with the pilots, this is your place. We attract everybody, says assistant manager Jane Garcia. She recommends the DeRosa burger, topped with mozzarella, bruschetta, and pesto, which is named for the airport's owner, Pete DeRosa. Craft beer is also a draw. Outdoor seating gets competitive, and with good reason. Air traffic and those namesake sunsets to name two. Donna's Runway Cafe, Blairstown Airport. It's lunch. Times may be a-changing, but you wouldn't know it here. When Donna Nosdack took over in 2014, after waitressing here for 17 years, customers begged her not to change anything, right down to the green pleather booths. We have that effort to thank for the vibe, one part old-school diner, one part pilot snack bar, which it was back in the day. Upon entry, a painted runway guides to your seat. When pilots offer to take her up, Nosdack jokes, this is my runway right here. On the menu, a turkey club sings with Jersey tomatoes. Order that or some homemade soup, and then fasten your seatbelt and sit back as Not a Snack says. From the banter to the plate, this is a fun ride. All right, that's all I got for today. That's all the stuff. I'm surprised we managed to get through. Thank you very much for listening in today. This was the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nisinski. I'll see you all next week.
Before it did.
Once he realized he would not be able to safely land the aircraft, he made a decision to maneuver to a wooded area to avoid the risk to local community.
Pepsi is shelving its new and controversial TV commercial featuring reality TV star Kendall Jenner. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The soft drink company apologized for the ad featuring Jenner joining a protest and handing a can of Pepsi to a police officer. Pepsi says the commercial missed the mark and it wasn't trying to make light of any serious issue.
It's appearing less and less likely a full-blown wall will be built on the U.S. border with Mexico as Homeland Security. American hero John Glenn, the former astronaut and U.S. senator, will be laid to rest today. Glenn's remains will be escorted through Maryland from Dover Air Force Base to Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, just outside D.C. Glenn died last December in Ohio. He was 95. A Colorado hiker is in the hospital after she was pinned under a 1,500-pound boulder that a Golden Fire Rescue Department spokesman says literally crushed the lower half of her body. The woman was airlifted from the top of North Table Mountain in Golden yesterday. No word on whether she's expected to survive. The New Jersey man charged with setting off homemade bombs in New York City and on the Jersey Shore last year now wants his trial moved to Vermont. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler to explain.
Ahmad Rahimi, who's from Elizabeth, doesn't think he can get a fair trial in New York. His court papers claim the extensive media coverage surrounding last September's bomb incidents have polluted the potential jury pool. More than 30 people were hurt when one of two pressure cooker bombs planted in Chelsea went off. Another device went off in Seaside Park, but no one was hurt there. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And the University of Utah creating the nation's first varsity-level e-sports team, establishing partial scholarships for members of its competition video game squad. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 41 degrees. It's overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. We got more rain coming our way and thunderstorms possible at 10:45 this morning. Weather Underground says that today we'll have widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this afternoon. Locally, heavy rainfall possible this afternoon. Cooler with gusty winds. Could have up to 1.5 inches of rain by the time we're done, which means we could experience more localized flooding. Mostly cloudy and numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. On Friday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 50s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts up to 25. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer with highs in the lower 70s, and mostly sunny highs in the mid-70s on Tuesday the 11th. Temperatures in the area. I got 40 in Quakertown, 42 up in Hampton, 41 up in Washington, 40 up in Warren County.